Do you ever have days where you have all your time wonderfully organized, and then you get nothing done as planned because of constant interruptions? Author Jill Briscoe tells about coming to the end of one of those days and waiting impatiently to talk to God that evening so that she could start griping about her messy day. She writes, "I had had it all scheduled out, and then no sooner got going when the phone rang. The kids called, the washing machine overflowed, the dog ran away, and a needy person appeared from nowhere and demanded my attention. She admits that the needy lady didn't fare too well. I tried to listen to her litany of woes, but I had my eye on the clock, and she caught me glancing at it. She left hurriedly, feeling unwelcome, uncared for, unloved, and as empty as she came. I felt a twinge of guilt. Well, she assured herself, it was her fault. She hadn't made an appointment. I made one for her, a voice said in my ear. Jill jumped. She hadn't seen God enter the room. You made the appointment? But you didn't check with me first, Lord. You know what my schedule looked like. You had a choice, he replied. People matter more than schedules, Jill. Please, Lord, if it's not too late, send her back to me tomorrow. But your schedule's already full of things to do. Oh, please, Lord, I'll be waiting. The needy woman didn't come back to me. Why should she? What a loss. 1 John chapter 3 says, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Today, let's ask ourselves one question. Is our love showing?
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.